The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It's April 30th, 2024.
And have you heard about The Last Timbit?
This musical, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So apparently there's going to be a musical in Toronto. It's going to premiere in June. And it is about Timbits. It's focused around Tim Hortons. But it is about, you know, life's big journeys and that how Tim Hortons is pretty much always there. This one is about a crazy snowstorm that happened in 2010 in Sarnia. And this kind of Timbits journey through the snowstorm.
Okay.
Now, I have some speculations here.
Yeah, what's up?
I just think, like, if you're going to call it The Last Timbit, then it has to be the worst Timbit as well.
Which we all know is, let's say it on three. One, two, three.
Toasted coconut.
What?
That is always the one that's left in the bottom of the box, John. It is always toasted coconut.
Not in my house, Steph. Not in my house.
Oh, my gosh. I was feeling real young, hip, and cool the other day.
Were you? Well, you're always young, hip, and cool to me, Steph.
Wow. Thanks, John. But a friend of mine sent me a voice memo text.
Okay, yeah.
I know. I was like, oh, all right. Well, I better respond with a voice memo text.
Yeah.
So once I figured out how to do it... The response was just like, it warranted a ha-ha typing. But then when you make a voice memo, you have to be like, ha-ha. And then you have to record it about four times to make sure that it conveys the right amount of joy and glee and you're funny, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
And I think that most people send voice memos because it's faster than typing.
Yeah.
But me recording it over and over again made it take far longer than just a simple ha-ha type would have taken.
Do you think you would have been better off just texting ha-ha and waiting to use the voice memo for an actual conversation?
Probably. Okay. But I felt like I didn't want him to think I wasn't hip and cool and young by still responding with typing, you know? Like, it was like, oh, we're voice memo people now.
Okay, so now are you only going to send him voice memos? You've created that little thing between each other where it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, not too bad. What about you?
Yeah, I almost feel like voice memos are a bit inconvenient on top of needing to record multiple times. You also have to be able to listen to them somewhere. And then you're that like jerk on speakerphone, you know, with only half the conversation. Then you're recording it multiple times. Like, people are probably like, what is with this chick? Somebody get her some headphones and a mouth covering too.
Trivia Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, which means it's time for me to ask you a question that you're going to laugh at.
Okay, go ahead.
What were vending machines originally used for?
What were vending machines used for?
All the way back in the 1880s.
Cigarettes.
That's a really good guess, but no.
Okay. Shoe polish.
Also a really good guess, but no. One more?
Newspapers.
No, they were actually used for postcards.
Postcards?
Yeah.
Okay, I was never going to get there, but that's cool. That's very fun. You can press the button. Okay, John, who was the most Googled person in 2018?
2018? Elon Musk.
No, Elon Musk just has risen to fame in the last couple of years. 5 years ago, John.
5 years ago, 2018. Harry Styles. That's incorrect.
Her name is Meghan Markle.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her. Go off, princess. Not anymore.
That's the year she became princess.
Oh, okay. Go off. I saw something on Instagram yesterday that made me laugh.
Yeah?
So, Barbra Streisand, famous lady, great singer. I believe that's who she is.
She,
I don't know. My mom would know who she is.
Yeah, I know too.
Okay.
She is a great singer and also an actress.
Okay, there you go. Well, she took to Melissa McCarthy's Instagram account and she commented something that people took the wrong way. She commented, "Give him my regards. Did you take Ozempic?"
Did they take it the wrong way or did she mean it the wrong way?
So I thought that too. But looking at it back, one, I think she might have meant to send a DM. She's 86.
Is she really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow, good for her.
Yes, she's 86, so it would make sense if she didn't fully understand how Instagram worked. I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, again, my Meta AI is only sending me photos. I don't know how Instagram works properly. But I think it's okay, especially if Melissa McCarthy didn't take Ozempic. And she just did it herself. Like, hey, you got that Ozempic, but it looks like you lost a lot of weight. And be like, oh, thanks. I did all by myself.
Maybe that's the new compliment. Did you take Ozempic?
Ooh, okay.
Looking skinny.
Or it could be a new insult if you drop, like, a word. Or, like, you should take Ozempic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that one hurts a lot more.
Yeah. A cat named Galliana.
Ooh, that's a fancy name for a kitty. I imagine like a nice fluffy white cat.
Yeah, kind of. She is white a little bit, and then she's got like black and brown spots. She's very pretty for a cat.
Okay.
She went on a giant adventure. Okay. So she lives in Utah. She went missing about a month ago.
Aw, kitty.
I know, so sad. But she was found in California.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, and where she was found was sealed in a box in an Amazon warehouse because she just loves boxes so much, and her mom went to return a package to Amazon and didn't realize Galliana was sleeping in the box.
Now, Steph?
Yes?
Is there a good end to the story, or are we going to end up with a taxidermied cat?
There's a good end. Despite not having food or water for days on end, the cat was in good spirits and has been returned to her mom. She's just fine.
How is that possible? If there's no holes in the box, am I incorrect about
how... She could still breathe. Maybe she just like went into hibernation. I don't know.
A cat?
If it's dark enough in there, anything can happen, right? Evolution?
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.